Bill Flores joins us this morning in Texas. How are you today?
Doing great, Scott. Good to be on with you on News Talk 1620.
Glad to be out of D.C., where it seems to still be cold and snowing, enjoying some Texas weather, huh?
Absolutely. It's great to be in Texas again.
Now, tell me, let's talk first. I guess we haven't really gotten a chance to talk about the things that have gone on over in Crimea and what you think the United States needs to be doing. So if Bill Flores were in charge, what kind of steps do you think that the United States should be taking there?
Well, if I were in charge, what I'd have to do is back the calendar up and fix some things that I had done earlier that puts us in a position to have not let this occur. Our foreign policy is pretty much of a disaster, and very few foreign nations respect us. So I would have executed our foreign policy. I would go back 5 years ago and start executing our foreign policy in such a way that our friends and our enemies both still respected us and move forward. The other thing that would have helped keep Russia a little bit off center is to have natural gas exports coming from this country going to Western Europe, so that Russia doesn't have the ability to control the energy supply to Europe, and also doesn't have the hard currency or as much hard currency as they have today, because we would be competing with them to sell natural gas.
Well,
and then the third thing is I would make sure our military is still strong. Our military is pretty worn out right now under this president.
Well, and I think those are two things, especially the last two things. We in America don't necessarily feel the crunch that the Europeans do because they do have some dependency on the fossil fuels that come from Russia. But secondly, the fact that there are a lot of Americans who don't think the United States needs to be the policeman of the world anymore or go over and take care of these things. And so as a result, the military does have to fight for dollars now.
Well, I agree with you on part of the point, and that is we don't have to be the policeman for the world. But one of the ways to avoid being the policeman is to have two things. One is a foreign policy that's respected, and number two is a military that is strong. I mean, if you go back to the Reagan doctrine of peace through strength, you don't have to use your military. You just have to, just your enemies have to know that it's strong and capable and being adequately funded. And if you have those things, then your enemies pay attention to you. Right now, they're just thumbing. Putin is just thumbing his nose at us.
Yeah, that's certainly true. Bill Flores joining us from Texas this week. Let's talk about work to be done when you get back to D.C., because I know before you left, the leadership was polling the members to see whether or not there was going to be support for a Paul Ryan budget that was going to make some deeper spending cuts than it had in the last few years, and to gauge whether or not that would pass if on the floor. What kind of an answer did they get from you, and what do you think they'll do with that budget when you get back?
Well, actually, what we did is we didn't run a whip count. We ran what's called a survey. It's the first time I've ever seen it done, but to survey our current GOP members to see if they would support another Ryan budget similar to the budget that we had last year that balanced in 10 years.
Okay, now how does that differ from a whip count then? How does that work?
Well, a whip count is when you have actually committed, you have a bill that is presented to you and you've reviewed it and you say, I will vote yes or no, or I'm uncertain at this time.
And this was just kind of a question as to would you be, would you listen?
Since we don't have a budget at this point, we said, would you be willing to support something along the lines of this concept? But it doesn't tie you down. When you have a whip, when you are whipped and you say, I'm going to vote yes or no, or I'm uncertain, you're expected to stay on the yes or the no unless you talk to the whip. In this case, you would be available to float your vote until you had actually seen the legislation.
And so what kind of answer did you give when they surveyed you on this?
I said I would support it, but I was one of the authors of the last three budgets, including last year's, which balanced in 10 years, and I'm going to be an author of this budget, and absolutely I would support it. I think it's the right thing to do to have a visionary document for the direction that the country ought to go.
Well, yeah, I think it's important if the Republicans are going to be critical of the Democrat budget, they do need to come up with a package of their own. What else is on the agenda when you get back?
Well, pretty quickly, we're going to have to start doing appropriations bills to fund the government beginning October the 1st. And that will be appropriations bills have always been difficult during the last 3 years because some people want deeper spending cuts and the other side of the aisle resists the spending cuts. They want to spend more. So we'll have a...
At this point, an errant Amber Alert was sent during the broadcast. The Bryan police confirmed later that the alert was sent in error.
Okay, there we go. All right, thank you, Bill. Appreciate you holding on for that.
You bet. Well, there you have it. We all need to be looking out for license plate BB6K357.
There you go. Listen, let's talk for just a minute, because your district is obviously very large. It goes up to Waco. I know you had some things that are centric toward the northern part of the district that you did want to make mention of.
Well, a couple of things. First of all, Dory Miller was an African-American cook in World War II who, during the attack at Pearl Harbor, was able to help rescue a captain that had been injured on one of the battleships that was hit. And then he also grabbed a 50 caliber gun that he had never been taught to shoot and was able to shoot down between one to three Japanese planes. So we have been looking for a way to honor him appropriately for his actions in World War II. And we've introduced a bill to name the Waco Veterans Medical Center after him. And my hope is that we can actually get the naming redone by Memorial Day of this year.
That's a great story. That's a great story.
Oh, it really is. And unfortunately, he was killed in 1944 while still in action in the Pacific. But he's one of Waco's finest, and I think that the community of Waco and McLennan County are going to be happy that he finally gets the recognition he deserves.
Sure.
The other thing is that FEMA, we've been working with FEMA, and they announced last night that they're giving $3 million to the city of West, actually to the city government, to help them rebuild their street damage and water and sewer system damage that occurred from the explosion up there at the fertilizer plant. So that's two pieces of news for the northern part of our district.
Certainly glad to hear that. Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thank you for the time this morning, Bill.
Good talk to you, Scott. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country, our military men and women, and our first responders, and let's help find that young man that was abducted.
Absolutely. Thank you.
To clarify, after the fact, an Amber Alert was sent during the broadcast. Bryan Police confirmed that the alert was sent in error. There was no active alert at the time of the broadcast.